Northern Ontario residents pay some of the highest cell phone and internet rates in the world, says Sudbury Conservative candidate Ian Symington, and only a Tory government will lower them. The family physician said the pandemic illustrated just how much people have come to rely on internet and cell phone services, but, unfortunately, this technology comes at a huge cost in Sudbury. The people here pay some of the highest rates for internet usage and cell phone plans in the world, so I will be very pleased when our Conservative Party becomes government, because we will amend regulations, which will increase competition and result in lower consumer prices, Symington said. This will be particularly beneficial to rural residents of the riding, he said, because the plan also includes a commitment to universal access to high-speed internet. This is a huge benefit for Sudburyans and especially families who are struggling to pay those exorbitant cell and internet service bills, Symington said. For the folks who live in the more rural part of the riding, areas such as Walden, Naughton and Whitefish, they can welcome this news because the commitment to lower rates and improve service also includes providing universal access to high-speed internet in all parts of the country by 2025. Aaron O'Toole's plan to for broadband and telecommunications includes setting and enforcing use it or lose it, rules that will require telecommunication companies to immediately begin building infrastructure to connect customers. The Conservatives say this will foster more competition, create jobs in rural communities, and ensure Canadians have access to affordable wireless choices. It is certainly about time for our community. We have been paying high rates for services and even in areas that are underserviced and poorly serviced, we have not had choices, said Symington. As Conservatives, we are the only choice to secure the future and ensure affordable cell phone service for you and your family.